Chapter 9. What It Was. There were a few creatures who did not scatter. Insects, burrowers, an ancient mink so old that he was beginning to think he might be immortal, looked out from his hole, shook his head, and went back inside. The blue jays hopped or flew just beyond the tumult and screamed back at it. And a few brave and curious souls ran only a little way before turning around to try and figure out what it was they were running from. Tsitsa peered from behind the trunk of an ironwood tree. She saw humans, but she had seen them before. Not up in the trees, though. She crawled around the trunk onto a limb and stood watching, paws over her ears, trying to make sense of it. At first, she could catch only glimpses of the humans. But as limbs dropped away, she saw that the grinding, awful racket was coming from something each of them held in their hands. Was it alive? Tsitsa couldn't locate its face, but it was chewing through branches. Chewing, but not eating, like some bizarre type of beaver. The vibrations jittered through her footpads. Her front paws were falling asleep from holding them up over her ears, but she couldn't put them down. The noise was too unbearable. Tsitsa looked away from the sunlit humans and their beaver tree chewers into the shady forest. She couldn't see a thing at first. Where was Chai? Where was Jed? Surely not far. But which way had they run? Her eyes were starting to adjust when a sudden quiet made her turn again to the place where a grove had been. She squinted at the brightness. The humans were dropping to the ground. Noise erupted again as they used the tree chewers to gnaw the tree parts into even smaller bits, which they arranged into piles. They weren't making nests for themselves. There were spaces in them that a squirrel could crawl into, but a human would never be able to fit. "What's that about?" Tsitsa murmured. She alternated between watching with a morbid fascination and scanning for Jed and Chai. Where were they? She felt sure they would find her, but she wished they would do it soon. The deafening din abruptly ended. The sound of wood falling on wood could be heard, and the voices of the humans. After a time, when it seemed that the relative quiet might last, those creatures who had scattered less distantly began to make their way back. Cautiously, they crept to the chewed-off edge of the livable world.